For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and to another the working of miracles, and to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But all of these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
Hallelujah. So we're going to talk today about the gift of faith.
Yeah.
And I do encourage you, if you didn't catch last week's program, last Thursday's program, please go back and listen to it over and over and over. And I'm telling you, it will help you understand some of the principles and some of the wisdom that helps faith operate and function. And but today we're going to talk about the gift of faith. Now, when you read that, Rob, it says God gives to some the word of knowledge. Yeah. That's a fragment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once that word is used up, then the sentence is complete.
Yeah.
And then when the word of wisdom, when that wisdom is used up for that time, then it's over. Those things can't be repeated, like Jesus telling man, go wash your eyes in the pool of Siloam.
Yeah.
Well, if it could be repeated without being instilled by God through a gift, that man, everybody that was blind could have threw mud on their face and ran to the pool, but they couldn't.
Exactly. And we, it still doesn't happen.
It's just a portion of that. And so when it comes to the gift that we're going to talk about today, it is the gift of faith. It is something given to man in a measured portion for one accomplishment.
Yeah.
He doesn't live in this faith.
Yeah.
He lives in the faith that God gave him, the measure, Romans 12:3. Yeah. And that is what produces the life of the just. That it produces life, things, and it produces godliness, nature.
Yeah.
So that is given to us, but here this is a gift of faith. A portion of God's faith given to you to accomplish God's directive. So it's really like God would, in one sense, these are God's response to people's faith, or they are sovereign things that God has already predetermined before the foundation of the earth.
Yeah. And things that he wants accomplished through you. And you're going to have the faith supernaturally to do it.
Yes, determined. Yeah. And there are things that our faith are just not going to succumb to.
Yeah.
And but let's look at Matthew 15 and verse 32. This might take us a couple sessions to get through, but we're talking about that gift of faith. God gives you a portion of faith. You will feel it. You will know that it's come up on you because of what God has decreed. If God tells you to go do something, then understand that he has infused a portion of faith for you to do it.
Do it. Yeah.
And in Matthew, the 15th chapter and verse 32. Go ahead and start reading there, Rob.
Then Jesus called his disciples unto him, and he said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples said unto him, when should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7 and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and he gave thanks, and he brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full, and they did eat, and they that did eat were 4,000 men besides women and children, and they sent away the multitude, and took ship, and came into the coast of Magdala.
Now, here we see 4,000 men. Now, I think the Jewish leaning is that when you mention a man, his family is automatically included in that. But yeah. This was 4,000 men.
Yeah.
So
besides women and children.
Yeah, 3,000 of them were saved. They had wives with them.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't let their wives didn't just let them go out for a daily stroll and be gone for 3 days. And, you know, she said, I'm going to. And they probably, a lot of them were there like men are at church out of necessity of threat. And I ask sometimes, they say, are you here on your own fruition? No, she made me come. I said, okay, you don't want to be here. And but in this, we see the gift of faith.
Yeah.
The gift of faith setting in motion the working of miracles. Yeah. The reason that it's a working of miracles, multiple loads didn't appear in big pile of fish and Jesus said, come and get it.
Yeah.
The smorgasbord is open. It tells us that Jesus broke it and he gave it to them.
Yeah. And they distributed.
So that tells me that when God puts something in our hands, we have to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And Jesus wants us to be a part of the kingdom.
Yeah.
And so Jesus gives them bread, and every time they break it, the loaf is still there.
Yeah.
Well that's impossible, Rob. I mean, really. I mean, that's what I think happens on my plate.
Yeah.
Phil said, no, you put three there. I said, are you sure? I think that's just one multiplying. She said, that ain't multiplying. Stop using the big spoon anyway.
Yeah.
And so here we have Jesus breaking, and that bread, just a fish breaking it. And I know that they didn't just say, here's a crumb for you.
Yeah, they weren't handing out crumbs.
Yeah, that little boy would be saying, what am I supposed to do with this? So here Jesus is feeding them, and he feeds a multitude, maybe 15,000 people they estimate or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
And so Jesus is feeding them, and there is a miracle, but did Jesus have faith to do that? Only if God would have told him to. If not, he would have or could have at any time fed the multitude, proved who he was, and he could have fed the disciples. But the disciples said, where are we going to get so much bread? Telling me that it was not their pattern to be eaten from the hand of the master all the time. So they had to go and they had to buy bread. That was their custom.
Yeah.
Why? Because Jesus didn't do this every day. Now, if he could do it every day, I would have thought that he would save that money that he was spending and he would keep it in his purse.
And just multiply food.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then he could have just multiplied the money.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing.
There you go.
So,
now, this gift of faith, this measure of faith to do one thing. Jesus doesn't turn around and do it again until he's instructed of the Father. And he recognizes that it's God telling him to do it because of the compassion that's flowing out of his heart. So this is the working of miracles. We couldn't hear, Rob, this story. And you say, oh, yes, we could get enough faith to do that. I'll tell you what. I'll come over to your house. We'll have a bowl of tomato soup, and you supply the crackers by faith. We'll put one cracker down. I say, I'd like to have six. And then you just go ahead and multiply that cracker for me. See, these things cannot be duplicated by the faith of man. These things were sovereign things that pointed to the deity of Christ. And these things verified the identity of Christ. At that moment, they cannot be repeated. Now, this miracle, Jesus did this miracle, but it was also performed by a prophet in the old covenant. His name was Elijah. And you went to 2 Kings, the fourth chapter, and verse 42. 2 Kings 4, 42, we will see that God is the same God in the old covenant as he is in the new, and in the new as he is in the old. That 2 Kings, the fourth chapter, and verse 42. Can you go ahead and read that, Rob?
And there came a man from Baalishiah and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley and full ears of corn and the husk thereof. And he said, give unto the people that they may eat. And his servitor said, what should I set this before 100 men? And he said again, give the people that they may eat. For thus saith the Lord, they shall eat and they shall leave thereof. So he set it before them and they did eat and left thereof according to the word of the Lord.
Now, the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
Where did faith come? Comes from hearing.
Yeah.
Where does the gift of faith come? It comes from hearing.
The word.
Right. Yeah. The end thing that I desire for you to do.
Yeah.
And so here, this is a gift of faith, and it multiplies on its own.
Yeah.
It just multiplied. 100 guys. You know, they were hungry guys.
Yeah.
So exactly. He has a 20 loaves of bread. You'd think that'd be enough. Man, I don't know how big a loaf was, but man, if you took just a fifth of it,
yeah,
you'd think. But like preachers, you know, they just kept eating. And so we see that this miracle,
yeah,
that had to do with multiplication.
Yeah.
Now, that miracle can work in 100 arenas. It can work in multiplying space.
Yeah.
It can work in instilling time, like Joshua, when he commanded the sun to stand still. You know, people would say, well, I can just command it. No. Well, you have to understand that the elements,
yeah,
are already set in motion, mm-hmm, by sovereign decrees, and they are laws,
yeah,
that are, you know, cold water, cold air hitting hot air. They're creating,
yeah,
you know, a tornado or whatever they create.
Yeah, once they're set in motion, they perpetuate.
Yeah, you there know? You go. And yeah, and this is the cycle of the world.
Yeah.
The only way that you can disrupt,
yeah,
that cycle is a word from God.
Yeah. Yeah, the creator of the cycle.
Yeah. Now, well, can I command this winds? And yes, yes. But not for such a prolonged time that it affects the entirety,
yeah,
of another nation.
Yeah. Exactly.
And when that sun stood still, it didn't just stop Israel's.
No, it stopped the
it
world.
It stopped the earth.
Yeah. Wow.
People in Africa. Man, why is it dark? It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Where is the sun?
Yeah.
You know, boy, did the weatherman miss it this time. Overcast, but it's black. So, but that affect the whole world. But
yeah,
only by the sovereign decree of God you can do this. Therefore, because it was an eruption of the natural
order, yeah,
and beyond just extracting things from the kingdom, this had to be a sovereign,
yeah,
appointment, acceptance, and decree of God.
Yeah, amen.
It couldn't be just of the human mind.
No.
So we could stop rain, snow, absolutely. I believe in that.
Yeah.
But not the overall place where it affects,
yeah,
the world.
The totality of the world.
Right. You, yeah, could only do that by sovereign decree of God.
Yeah. Pushing back clouds is one thing, but stopping the, you know, the rotation of the
Earth. The whole
earth
cycle. Yeah, yeah. Stopping the whole cycle. Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah.
God, you know, let it. Now, I bind this rain till we get done with the party. Well, go ahead. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Have at it.
Yeah.
And but then they turn sprinklers on and run through them anyway. I think, why did you stop the rain? You could have saved the water. But anyway. But so I hope that you understand what we're saying, that you can speak to storms, you can speak to clouds. Absolutely, you can do that. But when God gives you a word and says, I'll tell you what, the sun is going to stand still, and then you say, 24 hours, I decree, based, yeah, upon who I am and who God is, this sun will not go down.
Yeah.
Now you get to be a prophet.
Yeah.
That's a prophet. Now, but we see that Joshua did that.
Yeah.
And so only by the sovereignty of God can bread be multiplied to such an extreme thing, because you would attract too much attention.
Yeah.
And you may think yourself greater than you were. And the measure of faith doesn't allow that.
Yeah.
So this is the gift of faith that comes for a purpose.
Yeah.
For a purpose.
You know, last week, Pastor, you said the gift of faith comes for a sovereign or appointment or a purpose, and that faith can be temporary for that assignment. I think of the Apostle Paul, it wasn't temporary, it was his whole ministry, but, you know, Jesus said, I will show him things he must suffer for my namesake. Well, with that call, Paul had a faith to endure the suffering that he did. And
absolutely.
We read those sufferings and we think, wow, I could never do that. Well, you know, if God gave you the call, the assignment, the faith would be there.
Absolutely.
Could you give, say, an example for us of a time where it was a temporary assignment that God gave you and you had a faith emerge or rise?
Yes, it was when the Lord spoke to me and told me, he said, I'm going to put you on television around the world. I said, oh, okay. So I stood up in a 16 by 32 foot building, no water, no heat.
Yeah.
And I said, we're going to be on television all around the world.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. Maybe we get some heat in this
place. Yeah, let's get some heat first.
So that just progressed.
Yeah.
I mean, and I didn't, I was building a studio. We got into another building. I was building a TV studio, and a guy just walked in my office and said, Pastor, could I talk to you? I said, sure. He said, you know, me and my wife was talking last night. And I thought, oh, my word. He says, and she came up with the same thought I had. We've been saving for a house. And God told us to give you our house money.
Wow.
So here's a check for $60,000.
Wow.
I said, what?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, that had all to do with
the
faith of God, of the decree that I had made with that.
Yeah.
And in my building, I had cardboard TV cameras hanging from my speakers because I said, look, we're going on. I'm just telling you, we're going on. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm telling you, I've seen it.
Yeah.
And so when I declared that, it wasn't just my faith declaring it.
Yeah.
It was
a word of the
as
Lord.
It were the faith of God going out and creating something that did not exist.
Yeah.
So I have had those experiences, and God, I mean, sometimes we just don't see them because they are close, but they're not the same, but they are close. Did it take Jesus's faith to say, well, give me the bread? Yes, but it's that faith that released this gift of faith. And so we see that. How about in, I think it's 2 Kings 4:18, where the axe head.
Yeah.
Now, you can't do that every day.
No,
if I could do that every day, God, I'm going to use my faith. I'd throw a stick out there, and everything's on the bottom. Come to the top.
Yeah.
I'd get all them fish baits. I'd be getting people's wallets, money, car keys. Well, you can't do that.
No.
Now, see, that is foolishness to think you could.
Yeah.
But he got a word from God, and in it was mixed that gift of faith for that.
Yeah.
He didn't go around and say, boy, that's a good trick. I'm going to go down there Samaria and try that.
Yeah,
he didn't do that.
No.
How about the faith to command an army to be blind?
Yeah, that doesn't happen every day.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, one thing to open a blind eye, another thing to make them all blind.
Yeah.
And so he made all these men go blind.
Yeah.
Now, who declares that?
Yeah.
To guys that's got arrows and swords, and you're just sitting there. Hey, hi, guys. I'm the man of God.
Yeah.
Really? Yep. I mean, well, we come to kill you. Oh, okay. Well, you're just all going to be blind. What? And so they had to find somebody to lead them. He led them.
Yeah.
And so that is the gift of faith.
Yeah.
And the gift of faith is just for one operative. It doesn't mean it all the time.
Yeah.
I've heard people say, well, you know, I'm going to walk around that building 7 times like they did the walls of Jericho. Well, that was a gift of faith.
Yeah.
That was a gift of faith.
It was a word of the Lord.
Yeah, and a word of the Lord.
Yeah.
But in the other aspect, I do believe that we can say, hey, I'm going to walk around. If God puts that in your heart, then praise God, you walk around it.
Yeah.
You act it out.
Yeah.
And let God be God, and I believe that God will bring it to pass. So when we talk about this gift of faith, we're able to supersede our faith.
Yeah.
You think about, remember the woman that was in a famine, and here come this little butterball prophet called Elijah, and he said, hey, yeah. How about fixing me a cake?
Yeah, exactly.
Before, boy, that was love in motion. And she said, well, I just got a little meal. And she got two sticks. Now, I don't know how big those two sticks, but that couldn't have been much of a pancake she was making she was going to make. Two sticks? Come on.
Yeah.
And unless they were tree sticks, I don't know. And so she says, because of the Lord thy God.
Yeah.
She points to his God, and he said, you go and you make me a cake first. Mm. You know what? I believe that the gift of faith was in Elijah.
Yeah.
He made a proclamation. Now, if people could do that, then I'd be saying my gas tank is never going to run dry.
Yeah, never going to run dry.
Don't get me wrong. I tried that when I was young, and the Lord told me, he said, hey, stupid, you got money in your pocket. Go across the street and buy gas. That's it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Stupid, you're trying to get me to get, you know. But we do that kind of stuff, and I'm just as guilty as anybody else. Look, we all want to see God, and man, we hear these testimonies and praise the Lord. So here I run out of gas on purpose, on a back road, saying, I'll tell you what, ain't going to be nobody's supply but God. And God says, hey, stupid, you got money in your pocket.
You know, so, I think of Jesus when he was being tempted by the devil, but, you know, if you're hungry, turn these stones into bread, you know. And he's not going to tempt the Lord in any way, throwing himself off a cliff or any foolishness like that.
Right.
And, especially with the command of someone else, or especially the devil, but not only Jesus' own thoughts.
Right.
He was hungry. Yeah. He's in the wilderness.
And I'm sure if he had a few coins, he stopped at the corner market and said, hey, give me some bread and fish, man.
Yeah. But the word of the Lord, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, what kind? Who cares? Just give me the bread and the fish. So, but you know that he was hungry, and he did the natural thing.
Yeah.
And so, but the gift of faith does what no man's faith can do.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to try to duplicate those things.
No.
Because they are things that only God has the faith, has the power to do.
To do.
Now, God does grant for us to do that, like Peter walking on the water, Jesus walking on the water.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't say, look, I'm going to blow these people's minds out here. You know, Peter didn't catch any fish. Wait till they see me do this. Hey, let's see any of you. You know, he didn't do that.
No.
I heard that, and I can't verify this. Do you know anything about the James? I just heard that he commanded one time for water.
Hmm.
They was worshiping a water god, and he commanded the water to come up, and it just stood.
Yeah, I read that, and I think one of the, stories of the apostles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is recorded as the story of the apostles.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Rob's old enough to have been there, but he commanded that water stand still to show that he had authority, and that their God was not, they weren't subject to their God. Their God was subject to man.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so he did that.
Yeah.
So the gift of faith that we're talking about is the faith that God gives to man. He uses it, and then it's used up.
Yeah.
It's just done.
You know, as we were talking last week, too, I think it goes with this, is that everything that we've read, all the examples in the scriptures, God gives a sovereign decree, gives a call or a specific assignment, and then faith will be there to operate in it. But but you notice it still takes our cooperation of exercising.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though God will deposit or entrust us with that, that portion of the gift of faith, we still have to exercise.
Well, like Elijah said, give me one first, and the barrel of meal will not run. Now, that was his faith to speak that, but in those words was the gift of faith that kept creating that meal.
Yeah. So if we fail to act, even though God wants to act, right?
It won't happen. No, it won't. So even in the gift of faith, there is our faith that is activating or letting that faith be released.
Yeah.
Another thing that when you said that, Rob, the faith of God that we have to care for.
Yeah.
We have to feed it. We have to exercise it. We have to purposefully use it in our everyday life.
Yeah.
It can't just be something that we use when we get a problem. Exactly. We want it, it's a part of our nature.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that we use our faith consistently.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure the other thing is that faith is holy. It is a holy substance. Jude says, build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. But the purpose, what I want to bring out, not the purpose, but what I want to bring out is that faith doesn't work from unholy vessels.
No.
It is a holy substance.
Yeah.
And it is an eternal substance. So, just as we operate, God will speak to us, Rob, and he will give us assignments, and we will have faith to accomplish that, but we could not repeat it someplace else.
Exactly.
Yeah. We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So we want to keep those things in mind so that we don't get to an extreme and start making proclamations. I think one time I remember that there were two men in Columbus. They'd rented an hour, a half an hour of TV, and they were praying and fasting, and they were going to raise somebody from the dead at the end of this prayer and fasting. Well, they ended it, and of course they bought the hour, and you got it. They rolled the coffin off, still dead.
There was a pastor trying to walk on water and drowned in front of his congregation.
There you go. You say, yes, I want to raise the dead. Absolutely. You want to use your faith, but you always want to make sure that that's the word of the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear from God?
That's right. And then that supernatural faith accompanies your faith.
Yeah.
But you just can't say, well, I can just raise the dead. Well, I understand Jesus told us that, but everything he told us also operates under the submission of his lordship.
Yeah.
I even do that with Rob, in order not to get excessive with gifts or things that I need and things that I want, before I use my faith, I want to contemplate, God, do you want me to have this?
Yeah.
Do I need it or should I have it? And, a lot of times God would just say, yes, son, I want you to have that.
Yeah.
I put that on your heart. You know, it is the desire. God gives us the desires of our heart. In other words, a lot of times the initiative to use our faith for anything comes from the Father leading us.
Yeah.
There are many times that, I just have to realize, God doesn't want me to have this. I don't need this.
Yeah.
And it's just excessive. Would it lead to greed? Maybe it's greed in the beginning. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if God checks me, then I want to understand that, this is a check from God. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't care God wants you to have it. I have my relationship with God.
Yeah.
And so I just think that people sometimes are impulsive.
Yeah, definitely.
But if you take something that you want, something you think you need, you say, boy, I'm going to do that. Hallelujah, I'm getting that. That can, but it may start a journey that you're going to be miserable in because all of a sudden you say, oh, I thought that sports car had four seats in it. I've got two kids and my wife's pregnant again.
Yeah.
Maybe I ought to get a Mercedes station wagon. That sports car is out of the, have it remodeled and have the two front seat sports car. The rest is a kid wagon. Yeah.
I've heard said that the worst thing that could happen to us is be successful in something God hasn't called us to.
You're right.
And I can see that,
getting things that are not necessary, getting things that we just want.
Yeah.
That can lead to greed. It can lead to too many things. So always when you're going to use your faith on anything, please just take some time and think about, do you need it? Does God want you to have it? And so forth. But there's been times I woke up and God say, son, I want you to believe me for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I said, well, God, I really don't want that. I want you to believe. And you know what? I may just be the holder of it until somebody else comes along, and then I deposit it in their life.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we never know, but what we don't want to do is just use our faith like God was a slot machine.
Because
faith is a work.
Yeah.
It is a battle. There is resistance and temptation, strange fires that come with it.
Absolutely.
But when God is with you and you know what he said, then you can hold on. All other option is you might just let go. And we don't need faith failures.
No, we don't.
They're hard to recuperate from.
Yeah.
So, Rob, thanks for being with us. Why don't you pray for the people today?
Father, I just pray for ears to hear on your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that we would hear your sovereign decrees and calls, because you have specific things that you want each and every one of us to do. That, Lord, that will take that supernatural measure of faith that will go above and beyond the measure of faith that you've given us. So, Father, I pray for ears to hear and respond. Lord, I pray for a willingness, Lord, to step out and use that gift of faith. Father, I pray that right now, even as we're doing this episode, there are people hearing you and have heard you say specific things that they were to do, but yet they have not stepped out.
Yeah.
So, Father, I pray for a release, Lord, in their own heart, that they will hear and they will remember those sovereign decrees, and that they will begin to exercise that faith in Jesus' name. And, Lord, you'll do great and mighty exploits through them. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you raise up an army of men and women that will not be fanatical, Lord, or reckless with faith, but that will be they will be laser-like with their faith, Lord, and they will do that which you have spoken, and your word will be declared in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Hey, we will see you on Thursday. Hey, God bless. Bye-bye.